This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Resource Centre. This is Audrey Raj. On the show with me today, we have the CEO of AIA Berhad, Ben Ng. And Ben is going to be talking to us about business resilience during these challenging times, as well as what AIA has been doing to support and enable its life planners to continue servicing its customers. How are you doing today, Ben?
Hi, Audrey. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here at the studio today.
Yes, thank you for joining us and coming into our studios. Ben, this pandemic has undoubtedly impacted the way we live and work. I'm so happy to actually have you in the studio today. You're one of my first in-studio guests. So during the MCO, many businesses were affected. Some couldn't even survive. Insurance, on the other hand, is considered an essential service, which means AIA continued to operate throughout the MCO period. So maybe you can talk to us about the early days of that turbulent period and what were some of the challenges you faced as a company and how you overcame those challenges.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Audrey, for that question. Going back to the initial days of COVID-19 spread and MCO, it was extremely stressful. Lots of fear and lots of anxiety among staff and also, age life planners in general. But obviously, we are very proud that insurance is deemed an essential services. And, the main challenges for us are mainly one, the fear on the spread of the virus. And secondly, is our ability to continue to serve our customers and our life planners. So we made it very clear right at the beginning that the health and safety of our people are our utmost top priority. So we only cap absolute minimum number of people working on the critical functions in the office so that they can continue to provide the essential services such as claims, such as issuing of the guarantee letters to the hospital. So the rest of the people, we encourage them to work from home.
Right.
And during that period of time, in a short span of time, we actually purchased about 1,000 laptops.
Wow.
So at the peak, we have 85% of our workforce working
from home.
Remotely.
Right.
Yeah. So thanks to digital, we were able to move in terms of servicing, meetings, training, everything, remotely, either, through emails, phone, online. I'm very pleased, we're able to continue business and continue to service the customer and life planners during this extreme challenging period.
So was there any impact to your distribution channel, particularly the agency force? And how did your AIA life planners cope and what kind of support did you have to give them to get them through this particularly challenging time?
So for the life planners, it's very difficult because the insurance business has primarily historically been done through face-to-face.
Face-to-face, yeah.
Whether you recruit someone or you try to, promote an insurance policy. So I guess for us, this is where is is advantage for us to be part of a larger group, AIA, right? As you know, AIA is the largest life insurance company by market cap in the world today. So as part of a large group, we can leverage a lot of digital capabilities and development the group has done elsewhere. And we also can benefit by seeing the experience of other countries have gone through.
Right.
So obviously, like China, they had the experience a bit like 2 months ahead of Malaysia. And Hong Kong, they're a bit 1 month ahead of us in terms of having to go through the same COVID-19 spread and experience. So firstly, a lot of digital capabilities we were able to brought into Malaysia very quickly. One example is that we're very proud to be the first, and I believe we're still the only company that can do 100% digital sales process end to end and with our remote signature process. So that's something that we were able to brought in fairly quickly. But in terms of the support to the life planners, I think the other things that we focus a lot is engaging them, communications. Communications is particularly critical during the time of crisis.
Definitely.
So we share with them, all the consumer survey have shown that the awareness and acceptance for insurance and takaful has gone up. And we also see the same experience in other countries as well. And we also share with them, we're already seeing in other countries, more people wanting to join the insurance sector because they see that this is a very resilient sector. And so we highlighted, you know, the recruitment opportunity is going to be much bigger than before the crisis. So I think these are basically, you know, setting a direction, you know, for the agency that, hey, you know, protection awareness is high, recruitment opportunity is there, you know, but in order to capitalize on that, you must embrace the new ways of working, and that's through use of digital. So a lot of time has gone in there. And of course, we are quite fortunate as well because digital capability is always a strength of AIA. So we have digital training. We have iRecruit. There's a completely paperless recruitment process. And we also have iServe that allow our life planner to serve the customers remotely. And of course, just now I explained, we have the 100% digital end-to-end sales process. So I think all these tools actually position AIA quite well during the crisis.
You know, speaking of recruitment, one effect of the slowdown in the economy due to COVID-19 has been the rising unemployment rates. How is AIA, you know, as a leading insurance and takaful provider here in Malaysia, helping those who may face unemployment or who are looking for a career change in the current job market?
Yeah. Well, firstly, I have to recognize, you know, the government has done a great job in containing the spread of the virus. I mean, personally, my two kids have never lived more than 2 weeks in Malaysia every year in the past. And, you know, hearing from them, I can hear how proud they are on the Malaysian government compared to other government, how they control the spread of the virus. So, but it comes as a cost. Obviously, we already see Q2 GDP is down by 17%. And I think the Department of Statistics has announced the unemployment rate in April has spiked up to 5%, which is the highest since 1990. I'm very pleased, to say that our life planners, because they have renewal income, right? Insurance is a long-term contract, and many of the great works that they have done. So they've accumulated some policies that still pay renewal income that help them to weather through this difficult period. You know, as I shared, you know, I think the awareness and acceptance for insurance and takaful are now very high. So, and which is why, even though the during this difficult period, AI continue to invest in our elite academy, we continue to invest in bringing quality people. And in fact, in June, we also roll out a Flexi Life Planner program. So all of this is a demonstration of our commitment to create employment for Malaysians.
Right. Okay. We're going to come back to the Flexi Life Planner and AIA Elite Academy in just a bit. But for now, a quick break for some messages. And also when we come back, do Malaysians still run the other way when they catch a glimpse of an insurance agent approaching? We'll ask Ben Ng from AIA Berhad in just a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Bulldozing fine measures. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back. This is Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me in the studio right now is Ben Ng, CEO of AIA Berhad. And we are discussing business resilience in these challenging times, as well as what AIA has been doing to support and enable its life planners to continue serving its customers. So Ben, before the break, you were talking to us about the Flexi Life Planner program, as well as the AIA Elite Academy. Maybe you can tell us more about these recruitment programs.
Sure. Yeah. At AIA, you know, we believe in recruiting quality talent so that they can do a good job to help our customers with a proper financial planning. So these two programs, Elite Academy as well as a Flexi Life Planner, are designed with the same objective in mind, but allow the life planner to achieve their career aspiration based on their needs and as well as their unique circumstances. So AI Elite Academy is an 18-month onboarding program offered to new life planner who successfully met stringent criteria such as degree holder or diploma with a minimum prior working experience and are able to commit working full-time.
Mm-hmm.
So AI Elite Academy provides these recruits with the best-in-class training focus on financial knowledge, social media marketing, individual coaching, nurturing, as well as financing support scheme. Flexi Life Planner, on the other hand, it still provides quality training, but mainly supported by digital capabilities to allow them to enable them to train digitally, recruit digitally, engage and sell and serve digitally, so that they have the flexibility to work anywhere and anytime.
Mm.
Yeah. So Flexi Life Planner, clearly, you know, those who have done well, they are eligible to enroll in Elite Program and to join the exclusive group of highly professional Elite Life Planners.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have to ask you this, Ben. You know, a question that many people might ask or might wonder is, why become an insurance agent? You know, how is it different from any other sales-related job? It seems to be such a misunderstood profession that not many job-seeking people would consider. What do you have to say about that?
That's a fantastic question. Yeah, you're right. Rightly pointed out, insurance agents are often misunderstood professions. I have to say, over the years, the regulators and the industry as a whole has done a good job to enhance the professionalism of the intermediaries and gradually improving people's perception. At the same time, the consumer has become more educated and demanding. And this is why it has been AIA's strategy to develop Premier Advisor, a professional life planner that can help our customers with proper financial planning. So unlike other life insurers or takaful operators, we want to be an active partner in the customer's life. So in order to do this, AI life planners play a very important role, you know, in realizing our purpose of helping our customer to live a healthier, longer and better lives. So we empower a life planner as an ambassador, health ambassador. And so firstly, they can help our customers to live healthy with our Vitality, which is our unique science-backed health program that motivates and rewards our customer for living healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if our customer, in case they get sick, we not only want to pay the hospital bill, we want to make sure they have the right diagnosis, hence the right treatment. That's why we offer a personal medical case management service to ensure the right diagnosis and right treatment, and so that we can continue to support them all the way through to the recovery. So I think a long answer to your questions. As you can see, our life planner's job is actually a very meaningful, and can be a very inspirational career as well as, financially rewarding for many people. And I'm pleased to see, especially I'm very proud of, what my colleagues have achieved in recent years. As I go and meet many life planners in AIA, I see increasing number of young people And many are young and very successful, you know, and many are able to own their own home, you know, have a nice car and support the family. And they're doing much better than the peers. You know, I can't be more proud, you know, as a leader of this organization. And the ability to bring in new young people is like bringing new bloods into the organizations. So I'm very excited about the future of AIA.
So you do feel that Malaysians' perception of insurance agents has changed over the years?
I believe it has. You know, I've been in the insurance industry for 26, almost 26 years now. I still remember 12 years ago, you know, I was already CEO in a Taiwanese company, and I joined on a tour, you know, with another, just joining a tour. And as part of the tour, then you tend to eat together, right? And over lunch, we were having a very lively, pleasant chat. And halfway through, this lady asked me, where do I work? What do I do for a living? And I said, I work for an insurance company. And she was not as chat.
She wasn't as chatty as before.
As before, that's right.
Ah, okay.
So that I told myself, at that time I was already a CEO of an insurance company in Taiwan then. I told myself, you know, I want to make, you know, everyone that works for insurance company very proud. I believe particularly now, after the pandemic, I think people's acceptance and awareness of insurance is the highest ever I've seen for the 25-6 years I've been in the industry. So based on the survey that was done by Swiss Re, a reinsurance company, the survey finding shows that the customer have demonstrated they're very open to insurance company contacting them in the time of crisis. They are more receptive to advice, to reminders about the benefits they're entitled to under their existing policies, and to suggestions on what other products might help them ensure their families are covered for unexpected event. It may well be, you know, the truth that it may all be that insurance is still more sold than proactively bought. But I have to say, it's bought very willingly. So I guess our role as an insurer is to get consumer to choose the right kind of protection for their needs. And is there a right time to do this? I guess the answer is now. So as you can see, since AIA has gone on IPO in 2011, we make developing professional life planners as our core strategy. And thanks to this strategy, AIA has very quickly risen, you know, from IPO in 2011 to today, the largest life insurance company by market cap in the world, serving 36 million individual policies and 16 million group members across Asia Pacific.
Yeah, but like Ben, you just mentioned earlier, the role of an insurance agent has changed. The insurance landscape is also changing. You know, there's been a rise of digital disruptors to the industry as well. But with AIA, I guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, your strength comes from your life planners and the company's emphasis on living healthier, longer, better lives. How do you see your brand promise changing the way your life planners deal with their customers? I mean, would you call them life coaches now, you know, considering they journey with you through the different stages of your life and encourage you to do the right things to enable a healthier, longer life, like exercise and eating right and sleeping right?
Yeah. So we are, you know, you're right, because the industry continue to evolve. So the role of life planner will continue to evolve as well. So today, we will see that our life planner will more evolve into a life advisor, or premier advisor for the more professional ones. So why do we believe? Because advice is what the customer is seeking. So today, consumer, they're more sophisticated and they're more demanding. And many do research online before they purchase anything.
Yeah, they're very discerning. are very discerning.
that's right. So as a result, the life planner need to upgrade their skills and their knowledge as well. So for us in AIA, we believe, when we say helping people to live a healthier, longer, better lives, so we have to help take care of people's physical, financial, mental health and well-being. And which is why last year AIA was the first company to include mental health into our product coverage. And so this year, early this year, we roll out Total Wealth Solutions. So today we have Total Health Solutions and the Total Wealth Solutions to take care of, the physical, financial, mental health and well-being. And it's not only insurance, and we try to keep them healthy, encouraging them to live healthy. When they get sick, we try to help them to ensure they get the right diagnosis and treatment, and so that they can recover properly. So all these, are professional advice. I believe that, I think in AIA, we start with recruiting the quality people and then putting them through a very robust and a comprehensive training program so that they can do the job, a better job of advising the customers.
Right. Ben, finally, tell us, why would AIA be the best option or the right partner for those who are interested in or considering this profession, why they should go with AIA?
I think the context, first I'll start with the context. Following the pandemic, the awareness and acceptance for insurance and takaful is much higher than before. So now is the time to join the industry. And AIA, our core strategy is to develop professional life planners with entrepreneurial spirits. So that's why we have great training and career development programs. And what is more important is we have good track records. Our elite with diplomas are earning twice the diploma graduates. Our elite with degree is earning more than three times degree graduates. And AIA was, has been number one MDRT in Malaysia for five consecutive years already. And for those who are not familiar, what is MDRT? It's a global and independent association that's internationally recognized as a standard of excellence in life insurance and financial services. We're the only Malaysian company that ever break into the world top 20 list of companies with a number of MDRT. So AIA Malaysia on the standalone ranks top 20 in the world. So I think these are huge recognitions that we are extremely proud of. And in fact, one out of three MDRT in Malaysia comes from AIA. So all this shows the quality and professionalism that AIA Life Planners have. So I guess it's very clear that AIA is an undisputed choice of a life and takaful company when someone is looking to rebuild their career or income and to want to come out from this crisis much stronger. They are definitely joining the best that's out there. And because it's part of an organization with proven track record and success over and over again. So for the listeners out there who believe in insurance and seeking a purpose-led career, consider the options open to you and take the bold step forward. You may be pleasantly surprised by what you can achieve. And join AI, we will help you to build a long-term career or business that's not only rewarding, but also meaningful and purposeful as well.
Right. Thank you so much for those insights, Ben. And for more information on AIA and how interested parties can take that first step to become an AIA life planner, where can our listeners go?
You can come to our website, aia.com.my. Yeah, there will be some information there and you can leave a contact and we'll get to you.
Right. Thank you so much, Ben. I've been speaking with Ben Ng, CEO of AIA Berhad. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also catch up on our podcast on the BFM app, which is available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. And you can find us on Spotify, on iTunes, or anywhere else you get your podcast fix. Just search for Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Ben Ng from AIA Berhad, thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.